Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here are your hosts, Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Lassiter, and Corey Labounty.
Good morning and welcome to Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha, and we are coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located right here in the heart of Mobile, Alabama. And we do appreciate those Alpha sponsors, Lee Camilleri, Beth Burra, and Earl McConnell. We appreciate everything, Earl McKinnell, everything that they do for us here at PSR, as they are our sponsor and have been for many, many years. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Coach. How's everybody doing this morning?
Yeah, we're better. Corey and I are better than you are this morning. It's just a part of Saturday morning that coaches have to go through. Corey, how you doing, pal?
Too blessed to be stressed. Always a pleasure to join you 52 weeks out of the year on the Prep Sports Report.
You know, guys, each and every Saturday morning before we go on the air, of course, we have our team prayer in here, just as high school teams do in locker rooms. And the one thing that we do want to do this morning, Corey, is we want to lift up the young man from St. Michael's who was injured last night, if you'll tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Micah Farrell, it's a freshman wide receiver, went down last night and had a head injury. So please keep him and the St. Michael family and his immediate family in your prayers.
Yes, sir, and that's something that's mighty important to all of us. And I know, Mark, as many years as we've been around this, we know that football is a collision game. It's not a contact game. It's a collision game. And unfortunately, at times this happens, but we certainly want to be in prayer, and everybody in our listening audience will be in prayer for the Michael Farrell and his family during this time.
Absolutely. You know, it's just a tough time, and there's no way around. Anytime you have collisions and contacts, people are going to get hurt, and you just pray that this young man will be able to come out the other side of it whenever the good Lord sees willing to bring him back to us.
Well, real quick, we've got a lot of stuff going on today. Got a lot of great guys, great coaches that are going to be on with us, and we look forward to talking to them. But we want to go through the local scores from last night, and then we'll touch the statewide scores. And, guys, I'll get these local ones if you guys will kind of keep an eye on the statewide scores that Dalt's got for us there. In 7A, Fairhope defeated Murphy Thursday night 38-6. Davidson 27, Baker 7, Mary Montgomery 7, Alma Bryant 0. Theodore 51, Foley 0, and Foley just continues to struggle and don't think they've scored a point, but I guarantee you they are working their fannies off to get better. West Monroe, Louisiana beats McGill Tulane last night 31-24 in overtime. Boy, that's two good football teams. In 6A, Blount 38, BC Raines 6, St. Paul 17, Baldwin County 7. Saraland 27 defeated Daphne over at Jubilee Stadium in Daphne. Robertsdale gets their first win last night. Congratulations to Coach Chase Smith and the Robertsdale Bears as they defeat Gulf Shores 25-13. Faith Academy 38, LaFleur 18. Jackson 47, Satsuma 21. Matt Griffiths, Sylacauga 48, Springville 10. 48-10, the Aggies continue to roll. Viger at Wilcox Central has been delayed. It'll be finished today at Saturday, and I'm sure Corey will have more on that a little later on. Terry Curtis and those guys just keep on getting better and better over at UMS Wright. UMS Wright shuts out Andalusia 17-0 and still have not had a touchdown or a point scored on their defense. The only blemish on there was a kickoff return by Mobile Christian last week. UMS Wright 17, Andalusia 0. Williamson 28, Clark County 6, Escambia County 54, Monroe County 0, Hillcrest Evergreen 62, WS Neal 20. In 3A, Mobile Christian defeats Bayside Academy 24-10, Thomasville defeats St. Michael's 49-13, and T.R. Miller defeats XL 34-19. In 2A, Chickasaw 35, Choctaw County 6, Cottage Hill Christian 40, J. Year Blackshire 15, Southern Choctaw 46, Washington County 7, Leroy 47, R.C. Hatch 40. In 1A, St. Luke's 33, Sweetwater 25, Marengo 42, J.F. Shields 0, McIntosh 44, Fruitdale 0.
You know, last night I saw a couple scores that kind of caught me off guard a little bit. I saw where Hoover won 45-26 over Thompson. You know, that's, Thompson's a really, really good football team. So what does that tell you about Hoover? They got a really good bunch again. And, of course, we've known that. And Josh does a great job. Another score was that I saw that was a close ball game. I bet it was an interesting one to watch. Was the Vestavia Hills 28, Spain Park 21 last night. I saw that score. I also saw where Stanhope Elmore shut out Benjamin Russell. 19 to nothing. Those are a few scores that I saw that kind of jumped off the page at me. Corey, what you got?
Greenville defeated Tallahassee 40-21, and I know my mom's going to be happy this morning, and so is my cousin Belinda. Hartsel defeats Athens 21-10.
That's pretty interesting, Corey, because I know your mama's such a huge fan. I don't know what she's thinking about Vanderbilt right now. But
she's just glad they beat Middle Tennessee.
Well, and things are going to get a little tougher for the Commodores, I can promise you that. Jackson last night beat Satsuma 47-21. I think we mentioned that. As you look around the state of Alabama, of course, we said the Sylacauga score 48-21. I'm sorry, 48-10. This is one that jumped out at me, Corey. Hillcrest Evergreen, who now jumps in there with UMS Wright.
Right.
Hillcrest Evergreen 62, W.S. Neal 20. Now, we know W.S. Neal's been getting better and better each year. Of course, their football coach left and went to Alma Bryant, if
right.
I'm not mistaken.
I think that's correct.
So
yeah.
That jumped out at me. Montgomery Catholic 48, Dale County 16. Some of our buddies up on the lake, up in the Montgomery area, be interesting to know. I saw a score with Jeff Davis, and Jeff Davis and Lee played last night. Leah Montgomery beat Jeff Davis 25-10. Corey, what you got?
Talladega defeated Childersburg 41-28.
Yeah, and Childersburg's been, they're both getting better. Roy Talladega's really getting better. They've got to look into that in just a few minutes. I know I was talking to somebody the other day that was telling me a little bit about Talladega, and I wrote some things down about that, and I need to get to that a little later on. Montgomery Catholic 48, Dale County 16. And remember, you can text us or call us at 251-343-0106. You want any score in the state of Alabama. Also, you folks over in Mississippi, I know we are powerful in Biloxi. I mean, it just comes in like it's you're listening to it
really?
right next door. Biloxi High didn't play last night, but boy, I'm telling you, the Indians are, they got a new young coach there. My buddy Bobby Hall he resigned over there, went to Philadelphia, coached one game at Philadelphia where Marcus Dupree was from, and now Bobby resigned after one game. We'll try to get Bobby on a little later on, but boy, I'm telling you, they got a potpourri of things going on over with the Biloxi Indians. Trinity 21, Alabama Christian 6. Williamson, we already said, beat Clark County last night 28-6. Let's see, looking more sacks. B.B. Comer just continues to struggle, Mark and Corey.
Yeah.
Sacks 49, B.B. Comer 0. You go back many, many, many years and you think about the job that Jack Stewart did at Sacks. What an amazing man, an amazing coach he was.
Who is that big old boy, Coach Deferred? Bobby Joe Johnson.
Well,
coached there for a long time at Sac.
Yeah.
And big old fella.
Man.
Lord, he was a big man.
You just hoped he didn't have anybody behind him that was as big as he was, that's for sure. Down in the Wiregrass, big win for Slocum as they beat Wicksburg 14-13. Strawn 36, Op 30 in overtime. Our buddy Jamie, boy, Jamie had a rough night. Jamie Riggs had a rough night last night, Mark Pike County. Took it to Houston Academy 39-7.
You know, that Houston Academy has got a long way to go.
Yeah.
And when I talked with Jamie and Mark Edge this summer, we were talking at the convention and talking about their program. He said, we just got a long way to go. We're going to get there, but we got a long way to go, and they're going to take their bumps this year. But, man, you won't find a guy who work any harder to get them ready.
No, that's for sure. You look at his old school, T.R. Miller, they keep on rolling now. Of course, they've hired the guy that we call from Leeds, the Etheridge, Coach Etheridge, is taking the job at T.R. Miller. They beat XL last night 34-19. Chickasaw 35, Choctaw County 6. I think we mentioned this earlier, but congratulations to Cottage Hill. Cottage Hill beats J.U. Blackshear last night 40-0. I'm so happy for Jimmy Messer.
Are they 3-0?
They are 3-0.
Is that right?
That's a good start.
When's the last time Cottage Hill has been 3-0?
I don't know, but it tickles me pink.
Me too. That's a great job for them. I am so proud of them.
It just does. That's
wonderful talent over there. If you haven't had a chance to go watch Chris Brazil, he'll be on in a moment to talk about our Future Ones player, but great start for the Warriors.
That's
great.
That's good stuff, Corey. Thank you for getting Chris on. But boy, congratulations to those guys. St. Luke's, Corey talked about the player, the great player they have over there.
Jermaine Brown.
They beat Sweetwater last night, 33-25. And then Talladega County Central, out in the county there, beat Central. Central beat Appalachian 34-0. We'll be back with more PSR right here on FM Talk 106.5 and the Big Yay in Sylacauga, as well as the lake in Alexander City.
The Premier Motorsports communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. This segment of the Prep Sports Report, presented by Green & Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back to PSR. I don't like to interrupt those guys too often. Steely Dan, of course, and golly bum, I can't even begin to tell you what I got in the mail. No, I'm not even going to tell y'all what I got. So, I mean, you'll all be jealous, but I will be taking a trip pretty soon to see the one remaining member of Steely Dan and whoever replaced my buddy. All right. You know, this segment's presented by Green and Phillips. I got to say something about David and Will and those guys over there. And I spend a lot of time in there. They're dear friends of mine. And, you know, by law, you can't say one attorney's better than the other, and I'll never say that. But I will tell you this. When you walk in Green and Phillips, you're greeted by a friendly smile, just like you are in every law office. But when you talk to those attorneys, I mean, it's like you are talking to one of your family members, and they're giving you advice, and it's just such a neat situation that they've got there. You may even see Corey LeBounty running around there, because he goes 90 miles an hour all the time and keeping things going for those guys there. But it's just the family atmosphere, and it's the people that you deal with from the time you're greeted to the time you leave. I'm going to tell you right now, if I ever have any kind of legal problems at all, that's the people I go see. And I can tell you that they have taken care of so many things for so many people, and they have become part of the Green and Phillips family. And so I just encourage you, if you have a problem, to give those guys a call and those ladies a call. Some just great folks that are in there. And I certainly appreciate everything they do for high school sports, not just with us, with everybody around Mobile. They are right in the middle of everything happening with high school sports. Steve Mask, good morning, Coach.
Good morning. You're going to need David, because you've been impersonating a gossip for many, many years.
You are one. I'm going to tell you right now, and I mean this, as soon as it's over, whether you or wherever they're playing the state championships, we're getting on the dadgum golf course. And
you got it.
Well, of course, we can't both ride in the same cart. We can't ride in the same cart. We can't, because no cart would work for both of us. It wouldn't run.
You know, 2 weeks ago they said you're on some kind of special assignment. I feel like you were raiding both the restaurants and the golf course, Coach. I didn't know what you were doing.
You are so bad. All right, buddy. I mean, a huge win for St. Paul's last night as you go to and I say this, and I'll say it to Bob Wills, who's a dear friend of ours, the mayor there. They got to do something about that turf at that stadium. It's got to be. They've worked on the stadium a little bit, but the turf just has got to have some work done on it.
Well, I'm afraid that the damage done last night, the recovery this year, is going to be near next to impossible. I mean, it's a bless their hearts. It looked immaculate, and you know, it was one of those things, Rick. When we crossed the big bridges, and you could look out there, and it was raining like crazy. It rained for a good 45 minutes, and then plus the rain they had all week, they were in a no win situation. I felt really bad for Nathan. I know he was concerned about it, but there wasn't nothing that could be done. But it was bad. But it was bad on both sides. But I really feel bad for them. They tried their best to get in good shape.
Coach, your Jordan Ingram in the backfield had a tremendous second half. He rushed for over 125 yards and two touchdowns in the second half alone. With the wet and muddy conditions, it really probably wasn't conducive to throw the football, but when you're able to ground and pound behind Big Brady Ward and the rest of those offensive linemen, give it up for those big hogs up front last night.
Well, give it up to you're exactly right. And, you know, Jordan just told me at the game, I said, you tired? He said, oh, Coach, I could go another quarter, and I really believe that. We had the ability to bring in Reggie Bracey, to run some power football. But we were forced because of circumstances to not to put it in the air and felt like we did need to be honest with you, and very, very fortunate that we did what we did up front.
Also, Coach, you look at this game situation. Baldwin County, this is your first ever 6A Region 1 game, and you talked about how happy and how proud you were of your team for finding a gutsy way, because you were trailing 7-0 at halftime. What did you go in and tell your team to kind of give them that momentum going into the second half?
Well, you know, not a lot. You know, we had, you know, we knew it was, hopefully it was going to be a field position game, and it worked out just perfectly. It doesn't always work that way. Jackson Fowler's our senior kicker, first year he's played, and we felt like that if we could get a decent kickoff, if he'd been kicking the end zone, that we'd, you know, get him back on the 20 and get a 3-and-out, we could flip the whole deal. It just worked out that way, Corey, and, you know, I'm just real proud of our defensive team. We only gave up 104 yards all night long and only one first down in the second half, and they rose to the occasion and did the things we asked them to do. We made a couple deals at halftime on a different look that we hadn't used a lot, and our kids were just resilient and did what we asked them to do.
Doesn't get any easier for you. You turn around and next week you're at Blount. Blount comes away with a big win over BC Rain, and I know you haven't had much time to sit back and kind of analyze and really enjoy the win that you had against Baldwin County, but when you talk about the Blount Leopards at Blount, I know you're excited about that competition also.
Well, we are, and Corey, let's just be honest with you, it's not going to be easy the rest of the year. I mean, I'm not going into a lot of great detail, but everything, we've got to play great every Friday night to have a chance. And we don't have to play great. We just got to, you know, play at a high level because of the region that we're in and what it is. But I don't doubt right now that I know Lev, and they're very talented, and they've got great tradition over there. It'll be another situation where we just have to do the best we can do, and that's what we'll do. These kids at St. Paul's have got so much guts and so much pride, and I'm just so proud of the effort that they put forth every day, and I'm just proud to be a small part of it.
Coach, y'all come up on Monday, y'all go back to work, getting practice starting, getting ready to go. How do y'all do your Mondays? What do y'all do? Like, I know everybody's, last week was kind of crazy, you know, with the rain and everything, but how do y'all do y'all's Mondays as you start implementing your game plan for the next week?
Well, Mark, it's an install day. We bring our kids on Sunday nights at 5:30. Just the biggest reason, just so I put my eyes on, make sure everybody's in good shape health-wise, and, you know, or that. But Mondays is a helmet shoulder pad day. We go about an hour and 15 minutes. And of course, we got our first JV game Monday night. And I'm just a big believer nowadays that, you know, you really got to manage your time real well during the week, because you got to get in the game on Friday night. So it's sort of an install day, very little contact, a little bit of fundamental work and a lot of teaching on Mondays. And then get ready to play a JV game on Monday night, because those kids deserve to play.
You're right.
Well, I tell you what, I hope Jay Green is feeling well and is able to get back healthy, because I know, you know, he's waited a long time for this moment and opportunity. I just have a quick question for you. Are you going to sign an endorsement deal with Oxy White? Because your white uniforms are now brown. People are looking for the Saints. I endorsement deal, Coach. Come on now. If it works and your uniforms come out white, you need to let everybody know what's up with that, Coach.
I hope the skin on my arm stays there. We got back last night. We had garbage cans filled up with some kind of chemical. They told me it was safe, but I don't know if it is or not. But we probably ruined about $16,000 worth of uniforms last night.
Oh, boy, Mask, you are.
We'll go to Dollar General store and get some Magic Markets and put a Nike swoosh on them. It'll be ours something next week. I don't know what we'll do.
All right. save me some food. I know that Shavers
what
is going to be.
What a big shock. What a big shock. Save you some food. I don't know how you do it.
We eat before we get here.
That's right. That's right, boy. I'm telling you. Steve, congratulations.
Congratulations,
really
buddy.
Good win. Nobody could be more excited than we are for you.
Absolutely.
Guys. And so,
all right, guys. Appreciate y'all. Y'all have a great day.
Take
all
care
right,
and enjoy your Saturday, buddy.
Bye-bye.
I'm telling you now, he's talked about golf a lot now. We're going to get his big rascal fanny on the golf course. And I hope he don't shake. When I was running the other day, should have been running on a golf course, and doggone golf ball like to got me, Mark. I'm just telling you.
Really?
Yeah, that's just a bad mistake. Bad mistake. Mass needs to do some running, too. I can tell you that. Oh, me. Corey, who else we got this morning? I know we got Mark Freeman.
Yeah, we do have a big matchup between the number one versus number two teams in the state in 7A. Mark Freeman and his Thompson Warriors were not able to defeat Hoover last night. They lost to Hoover 45-26. We'll have him coming up at 9:30. In our next segment, we'll speak to Trent Massey from Future Ones, as our Future One Scout Team Player of the Week is going to come from Cottage Hill Christian.
I want to congratulate Chase Smith and the Robertsdale Bears. They get their first win, his first win as a head coach, as they defeat Gulf Shores last night. Congratulations and go Bears. Great group of people over there. We really enjoy spending time with those folks. You can call us at 251-343-0106. Sylacauga, Alexander City, Montgomery, Huntsville, all points in between. We'd love to hear from you right here on Prep Sports Report.
Prep Sports Report is brought to you by Alpha Insurance. The PSR Scout Team Player of the Week is presented by Future Ones, providers of practice apparel and scout team jerseys with interchangeable numbers. Now, back to the show.
Jack and Diane painted a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me.
Well, you know I cannot interrupt Kenny Chesney. Just can't do it on a Saturday morning. You know, I get tickled one of the things. You know, when you're riding around and one person likes one kind of music and another one likes another kind of music, and you just kind of just go with what she likes best, Mark.
Yep.
That's what you do. Just go where she likes best. And that's comforting to me. We're Chris Brazil, we are so happy and proud of you for the job you've done. Doesn't surprise us. Doesn't surprise us at all. Corey even said on the hiring, he said, watch it. Watch it turn around. And because of the passion that Chris has for that school and those children, and I'll be doggone, you look at you guys and you're 3-0, and it's just it's a blessing. But congratulations, Chris Brazil, head football coach and athletic director at Cottage Hill. You guys get a win 40-15 over J.U. Blackshire last night. Congratulations, Chris.
Hey, thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. Thanks for having us this morning. Tell you what, on Saturdays, I've been drinking a little bit more and more coffee after these Friday night games, but it's tasting really good on Saturday mornings now.
Nothing wrong with that, Coach. We got you on this morning. This is the Future One Scout Team Player of the Week segment, and there's a young freshman linebacker by the name of Josh Gifford that you wanted to go ahead and nominate for this award. Tell us a little bit about Josh Gifford and why he's deserving of the Future One's Scout Team Player of the Week.
Yes, Josh Gifford, he's a freshman linebacker running back for us. He's less than 5'7", 150 pounds, but he's solid. He's a humble young man. He says few words, just shows up and grinds every day. He loves the weight room, loves to practice, and enjoys Friday night.
When you say he enjoys Friday nights, it's just a situation as a freshman at Cottage Hill, one of those opportunities where you have faith, family, and football in such a small, intimate environment where everyone knows everybody. He has an opportunity to stand out, and for you to nominate him, I know that means a lot to him, Coach.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, we're transitioning from a 3-4 to a 4-3 this year, and that takes a linebacker off the field. But with his effort and his positive attitude, we have just tried to be a little bit more creative and some defensive packages to get him more snaps on D. You know, in a program our size, we limit the numbers. We ask a lot out of our guys to do a variety of things, whether it's in practice, or of course in games. And he does everything and all things the Warrior way. So this was a no doubter to nominate Josh Gifford for this honor.
Thank you, Coach, this morning for taking a few moments to join us on the Prep Sports Report and nominate your young man, Josh Gifford, your freshman linebacker, for Future One Scout Team Player of the Week. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Hey, thank you guys for having us.
And now joining us on the Premier Motorsports Communication Lines is Trent Massey, one of the founders, him and Gus Smith, of Future Ones. It started with the interchangeable practice jerseys and has now branched out to full athletic apparel. Good morning, Trent.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Tell us a little bit more about Future Ones. Again, for those who have not heard about it, we're along the whole Gulf Coast from Mississippi all the way to Florida, reaching North Alabama as well. Tell everybody what Future Ones is and the mission statement of Future Ones.
You know, Future Ones started as a we desired to help these coaches and programs be able to recognize their opponent and become their opponent every week through the use of our scout team jerseys with the interchangeable numbers. So when these guys are gearing up for the next week's team, they can quickly and easily be able to switch their numbers in and out on their scout team, so that not only can they run, you know, get ready for the other school by running their plays, but now they can get down to even the details of where they line up and different key players. And, you know, that's the purpose of the scout team jersey.
Trent, again, it's branched out from the scout team jerseys to full athletic apparel. Whether it's a parks and recreation team, it's a softball team, a baseball team, full athletic apparel now, Future Ones gives people an opportunity. How can people reach out to you?
You know, you can always go to the website, futureones.com. We're on Twitter and Instagram, at Future Ones Jerseys. And, you know, we've been really blessed to be able to branch out into that. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, we're doing all game apparel. We're also doing equipment. So any of your equipment needs, we do all that now. And so, you know, we're really trying to just expand and grow. And we've had a great year this year.
You know, Trent, the job that you guys are doing to help other people, especially from a defensive point of view, it's amazing to me that thank goodness Gus had you to help him out. That's why I'm going to say that.
But, listen, Gus is the brainchild behind this idea. He brought it to me, and I was like, "That's a genius idea. Let me help you figure it out." And we've been on a journey ever since. And you know, whenever the first person to ever buy your jersey is a Division I SEC team, you know, Texas A&M, and now Michigan's wearing it,
yep.
Virginia Tech. I mean, you know, it brings validity to the product, and we're just excited about the future. It's got a lot of good things going on.
Well, we are too here, and we're proud that we're on the ground floor with you guys. And good luck to you the rest of the way. And we got to get those guys in Sylacauga and Talladega County and that area. We got to get them involved with Future One as well. We look forward to doing that, pal.
Yeah, I'd love to make a trip up that way and see those guys. I'll do that soon.
You might not ever leave Lake Martin. Mark and I still...
Well, that or farm link.
There you go, buddy. That's exactly right. Take care, Trent. We'll see you down the road, pal. God bless.
All right, have a good one.
You know, I'd be remiss, guys, to talk about the Aggies. Aggies played last night in Legion Stadium. Mark, you've coached there. I played there. It's always a great place to play. Our good buddy Wayne Brasher listens to us every Saturday morning on the Big Yay there in Sylacauga, and we appreciate everybody at home listening. And lots of friends in that area, Mark. You're very well-respected in that area. People tell me all the time about how much they'd love to hear Coach Laster, and remember, they got some stories on you too now. They got some good stories.
It depends on who's telling the story.
Well, it's probably discombobulated, right?
It could be.
But, boy.
I was a little bit full of brim and firestone back in the day. I could get a little excited.
You had a little vinegar. Yeah, I'm telling you, fire, brimstone, vinegar, all that stuff that gets you all fired up. So
Young and dumb.
I'm still young and dumb. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm just old and dumb.
But Wayne Brasher, we appreciate everything you listening to us. And I got a shout out now to Rick Morris and his mom, Mama. She's boy, I'm telling you, she's like a mom to me, and I can tell you those folks in Sylacauga are dear to our heart, and we certainly appreciate them being on board. What Lee Pearman and Michael Brannon have done in that area, Mark, to bring about high school football with Childersburg and Talladega and Fayetteville. You know, when you and I were there, Fayetteville was, I don't even know.
In fact, they came and played at our stadium at Childersburg,
right.
And I think...
I believe the very first coach was a guy named Mike Mitchell.
It was Mike Mitchell.
I think he's
from
Sylacauga,
by the way.
Yeah, and I think he was the first coach there. I think Mike at one time was married to Dwight Busby, well, Jane Busby.
Right.
I think they were married. They have a daughter named Misha.
That's right.
So anyway, just Mike was there when I was there at Childersburg, and they were just getting it off the ground then.
Right.
So.
And our buddy Randy Tankersley was a principal there.
That's correct.
He and Johnny, just dear, dear friends of ours and people that we just think the world of. But we're happy. Boy, that community's growing now. Lots of people moving out and going to school at Fayetteville. Farm Links, what the Purcell family have done with that beautiful facility out there. Boy, if you have never been to Farm Links in Sylacauga, you can do everything right there. It is a destination where you can absolutely play golf. You can spend the entire weekend there. They have things for you to do. You can skeet shoot. You can swim. It's just an amazing, beautiful, beautiful place. Purcell family has done an amazing job there, and I hope many of you will take the opportunity to spend it at Farm Links. Had Stephanie, Stephanie mm-hmm. Stephanie Reeves at UMS,
yeah.
Right? She and Mike went and spent a weekend there and just had a fabulous time there. So it is a neat, neat place. But we do appreciate all of our folks along the line at the Big Yay in Sylacauga being a part of our show. And Wayne Brasher, you keep my buddy Rick Morris and Momo in line, buddy, because we know that they like to yell a little bit, especially when those Auburn Tigers are on. Guys, we're going to talk a little bit about the SEC today because there's a couple of games that are pretty interesting to us, but at the same time, we want to fill up the last half of our show. We're going to talk to Mark Freeman, I think, aren't we, Corey?
Yes, at 9:30.
And, of course, everybody wants to hear what Mark has to say about that Hoover and Thompson game. And, you know, Doc, where are we here? We pretty close. We got about a couple of minutes. Corey, what surprised you last night? What just jumped out at you?
You Sarah Land and Dampany. That was a huge 6A Region 1 matchup that was at Dampany, and Sarah Land and Jeff Kelly and the Spartans are continuing to play well. I think that score really jumped out at me. Kudos to Sean Smith and the Davidson Warriors continuing under all the turmoil to find a way to win. And Chris Casher, the former Davidson Warrior, Florida State Seminole, is coaching the linebackers. So it was great to see him out on the field, being excited, chest bumping with those young men last night on the sidelines. But there was a great crowd. So that game really stuck out at me also. And again, UMS Wright continuing to dominate on defense really jumps out at you also.
Yeah, we want to get Terry on if we can next week. I know it'll probably be hard for us to get him this week, but we want to get Terry Curtis on him down the line. We'll get Jay Cozio too, if that works out.
And Tim Carter will be joining us in the next segment to talk about the Fairhope Pirates. They're off to a great start. Had a big win over the Murphy Panthers at Ladd Stadium on Thursday. Al Weed and I called that game for the MCPSS Television Network, and congratulations to the Pirates on their win.
That's a good win for those guys, Mark.
Yeah, it is. It was a good win for them. And, Tim, I'm just happy for Tim. What a fabulous guy
he is.
And just like what Fairhope's doing, and hopefully they'll keep it on. I hope Murphy can rebound and get back on the winning track, and look forward to seeing what happens with them in the next few weeks.
You know, you mentioned earlier about Buddy Anderson and Vestavia playing Spain Park. You know, Spain Park's a dead-gum good football team.
Yeah.
For Buddy and them just to keep on doing it year after year after year after year, you got to be happy for Buddy Anderson. And I'm telling you, there's a guy that just keeps doing it the same exact way year in and year out.
Absolutely.
Good
consistency.
Folks. Good folks. Hey, you're listening to the Prep Sports Report coming to you live out of Mobile, Alabama. I know you're listening to us in Columbia, South Carolina, and Boise, Idaho, as I found out the other day. That's pretty doggone cool, you guys in Boise, Idaho. Thank you for listening to us on PSR. Coming to you live from Mobile, Alabama, talking high school sports and a little bit of SEC football if we can get Corey excited a little bit about his Alabama Crimson Tide.
This segment of the Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Parker Dental and Orthodontics. PSR is live every Saturday from 8 until 10 a.m. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
All right, welcome back to PSR. Boy, you know, we had a lot of bad weather around here this week. And my good buddy Shane over at Bayshore Landscapes, if you'll give Shane a call at 251-554-5885, boy, they have been wall-to-wall busy. And I can promise you, when Shane and Bayshore Landscape come into your yard, It'll be pristine, and it will be as pretty as it was prior to all of these storms that we've had in here. Please give Shane a call, 251-554-5885. You know, this is a guy that I absolutely, and I'm ashamed of myself because, you know, there's a guy from Sylacauga that's his principal over at Fairhope. And I need to get in there and see John, but I just hadn't had a chance to. But Tim Carter spent some time with us at Daphne, just a very brief time, but did an amazing job at Auburn. And when he was hired at Fairhope, I told Cecil Christenberry, our buddy that we love to spend time with,
yes, sir.
I told him, boy, that is a slam dunk. It's everything that you want and everything that you need.
Yes, sir.
And he's a perfect fit for that community. I said, I told him this, Mark. I said, I compare him to Mark Lassiter. I did. I said that. I said, because he is that guy that can unite a community. He can bring the kids, he brings that passion for children, and he's just such a super, super guy. And I am so excited about what's going on. Having both of us been a head coach at Fairhope, to see the job that's being done by Tim Carter there, he's bringing back that pirate tradition, and I am so, so happy. Had a great win the other night. Tim, congratulations on a great win, and I'm just so excited about what you got going on over there, pal.
I appreciate that, Rick. And I'm going to pay you that money I owe you, okay? I'll tell you what. That's way too much. I tell you, Fairhope is a wonderful place to be. You know that. Both you guys know that. And it's just a privilege. And our kids are working hard, and they always do that. They fought the last 25, 30 years I've watched Fairhope play. Those kids always fight hard. So, you know, we're not always the most talented group, but we got a tremendous amount of heart, and that's what I love about them.
Coach, you showed a lot of heart on a very short week. You look at Tropical Storm Gordon and what it did. Monday was a Labor Day holiday. Then you turn around Tuesday, all schools were dismissed early. Wednesday, schools were canceled, and you had to get an after-school practice. And then you turn around and show up for game day. But you were up 31-6 at halftime. A dynamic showing by your quarterback, Devin Mitchell. You told me about his versatility and how he's improved, but he's healthy. And when he's healthy, he hits six different wide receivers, and you guys kind of coasted from halftime on.
Well, we did, Corey. And I mean, it was a difficult week, and that was one of our goals. I always try to write some goals up on the board when the kids come in on Monday, and that was one of our goals, that we show the maturity to handle the adverse conditions of the weather, because, you know, it was something you saw coming. We knew it was going to happen. I thought our kids logged a lot of minutes mentally watching, you know, film. And at the same time, you know, maybe it was a chance for us to get our feet under us a little bit. We played a very physical game at Wetumpka. And even MGM is a much improved football team. And that was kind of a hard-fought game. So we just said, well, hey, let's take it. Let's glass half full. Let's try to get healthy and be at full steam. And our kids, I thought, handled it really well. Murphy made a couple mistakes early on. And we pounced on them, and I thought our special teams play was really good. That also was a big factor in the game. But you know, our guys are getting a little bit better every week. We still got a long way to go. We're far from a complete football team. But the great thing about Devin, and you mentioned this before, he just makes so many things happen. He made several plays the other night on broken plays where he spotted receivers. I think the throw and catch to Jackson Turner was one of the better footballs thrown. He's rolling to his right, and he just kind of points him deep and makes an over the shoulder throw. Jackson makes a phenomenal catch, and you know, it's one of those things where you're saying no. Oh, good job. Yeah, and we look real good as coaches. So,
you know, that's an amazing thing, Tim. You know, as kids. Sometimes players just have to make plays, and they improvise and they do things. And you know, like you're saying, you know, I've watched Devin play quarterback. I've seen him on film and watched what he does. And you know, sometimes it's like, you know, watching him, he's like he's playing in the backyard. You know, he's pointing here and pointing there. He'll stop, and then all of a sudden he'll take off. And it's just fun to watch him have fun while he's playing. But I wanted to ask you a question about next week's game. Y'all got Theodore next week. Tell us a little bit about that upcoming matchup. That ought to be a good one.
I tell you what, you know, we played a war with them last year, and were able to come out of there with a very close, hard-fought victory.
Coach Collier's got a really good football team. They've got some D1 prospects, outside linebackers, a phenomenal athlete, but he's not the only guy. They've got four or five receivers. They've got a really good running back. They've got a senior quarterback who's very poised. They're extremely physical, and they're and defensively they're never really out of position. I mean, it just it's going to be one of those games where whoever can create a few turnovers, not commit them, and be penalty free will have the best opportunity. You know, we've got a great challenge. Thank God it's coming to Majors Field, and we're going to have an opportunity to play at home because we're going to need every advantage. I really thought we played them in 7-on-7 this year, and I thought they were just on the hoof, just looking at their kids. They ran around really well. They make up. They cover ground defensively. They're so fast. It just puts you you got to really scheme them up, dink and dunk, and try to make a few plays here and there. But they're not going to surrender a lot of points.
You know, Tim, I want to ask you about number 42, Grayson Hooks. Of course, now I'm prejudiced here. His dad, Lee, played for me at Fairhope. But Grayson's much bigger than Lee was. He's about six foot, probably 220. But tell me a little bit about Grayson, because, boy, he's a good-looking young man when I see him on the field. And I'm really looking forward to watching him play in person.
First of all, he's a phenomenal young man. I mean, he is a great kid. And he has worked extremely hard. And, you know, Lee tells me all the time how good he was.
Let me tell you something. He wasn't bad, Tim. But, I'm telling you, he's a pretty good player. Not very well coached, but he's a good player.
He looks like it. You know, he's a pretty big fella. So, it's just a great kid. They praise him right. He plays really hard. He's just a junior. And I picked the other night. We had Wes Bumhauer had come back from Alabama, was visiting, was standing on the sidelines. I said, take Grayson over here on the side and school him up a little bit now, Wes. And Wes giggled and said, I don't know if he needs any schooling, coach. He's really improved and gets better and better. And Garrison Childress, we lost Andre Doucette, a wheel linebacker for us in the first week. And we took Garrison Childress, Emory's boy,
right,
and moved him to wheel linebacker. And that's really gave us two guys who are really smart. They don't, you know, they recognize things, and Garrison has really been a big key to us being able to make a step forward. So, but Grayson's going to be, he's got 2 years to play, and I think he's going to really have a good junior year. But then I think that the way he works, I think he'll only be better and better as time goes on.
Hey, Tim, thanks a bunch. Good luck next week.
Good luck, buddy.
We look forward to seeing you soon,
thanks,
pal.
Coach. Appreciate it.
Hey, guys. Before y'all sign off, y'all know we got Brooks Lassiter now, don't you?
Yeah. That's right.
He is a secret weapon.
I love it.
We love that, pal. Keep it in the family, buddy. Take care.
Thank you,
we'll
pal.
Be back with you soon. Tim Carter, head football coach at Fairhope High School.
Live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, it's the Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha Insurance. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the Premier Motorsports communication lines. Now, back to your hosts, Rick Cleveland, Mark Lasseter, and Corey LaBounty.
All right, welcome back to PSR and the second hour. We're going to run down all the local scores here in Mobile, Alabama, and Baldwin County, and then Mark and I will cover the state of Alabama. We're going to start getting some of the Mississippi scores, and you guys down in North Florida, the Destin area, Fort Walton Beach. We're going to start hitting you a little bit, too, because I know you guys are listening in that area as well. So, Corey, if you'll run down the locals for us now, pal.
All right. Locally last night, Spanish Fort defeated Moss Point 42-7 in 7A. Fairhope defeated Murphy 38-6 on Thursday night. Davidson defeated Baker 27-7. Mary Montgomery 7, Alma Bryant 0, Theodore Blanks Foley 51-0, West Monroe, Louisiana 31, McGill Tulane 24. That game was in overtime, played in Shreveport. In 6A, Blount beat BC Rain 38-6. St. Paul's defeated Baldwin County 17-7. Saraland defeats Daphne 27-19. Robertsdale, congratulations, they get a win in that 12-game losing streak. Beat Gulf Shores 25-13. In 5A, Faith Academy defeats LaFleur 38-18. Jackson defeats Satsuma 47-21. Sylacauga defeats Springville 48-10. Vigor at Wilcox was delayed due to a wiring problem at Wilcox Central. That game will be played at 6 o'clock at Pritchard Stadium. Vigor at Wilcox tonight at 6 o'clock if you want to see some high school football. In 4A, UMS Wright defeats Andalusia 17-0. Williamson defeats Clark County 28-6. Escambia County beats Monroe County 54-0. Hillcrest Evergreen defeats W.S. Neal 62-20. In 3A, Mobile Christian defeats Bayside Academy 24-10. Thomasville defeats St. Michael's 49-13. T.R. Miller defeats Excel 34-19. In 2A, Chickasaw defeats Choctaw County 35-6. Cottage Hill Christian beats J.U. Blackshear 40-15. Southern Choctaw defeats Washington County 46-7. Leroy defeats R.C. Hatch 47-40. And in 1A, in the first game ever in West Mobile, St. Luke's Under the Lights defeats Sweetwater 33-25. Marengo defeats J.F. Shields 42-0. And McIntosh blanks Fruitdale 44-0.
As we go around the state of Alabama, Auburn 35, Enterprise 0. Austin of Decatur 17, Florence 9. Central of Phoenix City, boy, Jamie Dubose just keeps on rolling, Mark. Central of Phoenix City 49, Smith Station 0. Hewitt Trussell with Coach Paul Bear Bryant's grandson 52, Oak Mountain 47. Hoover in the big game, the largest game in the state of Alabama last night, one of the premier games in the state.
You know, the quarterback, Tallulah?
Yeah.
Threw for 478 yards and four touchdowns.
And they still didn't win. Yeah, that's the Thompson quarterback. Of course, he is the brother of the guy at the University of Alabama. So Hoover 45, Thompson 26, Huntsville 42, Grissom 33, Lee Montgomery 25, Jeff Davis 10, Mountain Brook 34, Tuscaloosa County 0, and Vestavia Hills 28, Spain Park 21.
In 6A, Carver Birmingham 28, Chelsea 24, Carver Montgomery 9, Russell County 0, Clay Chalkville 58, Niceville, Florida 14, Decatur 38, Coleman 13, Eufaula 28, Northview 7, Fort Payne 42, Albertville 21, Gardendale 31, Huffman 21. Go keep it going there in 6A. We've got Hartsell 21, Athens 10, Hazel Green 21, Buckhorn 0, Homewood 27, Pelham 7, Hueytown 39, Hillcrest Tuscaloosa 36, Jackson Olin 30, Minor 15, Leah Huntsville 28, May Jemison 14, McAdory 27, Northridge 13, Muscle Shoals 52, Columbia 6, Opelika 66, Selma 6.
Speakman's on a roll.
He is. Oxford 33, Pell City 0, Park Crossing 32, Dothan 15, Paul Bryant 24, Brookwood 6, Pinson Valley 49, Shades Valley 7, Stanhope Elmore 19. Man, my boys from Benjamin Russell 0. And Wetumpka, 34, Calera, 14.
All right, just bouncing around a little bit in 5A just to check some of the scores that are more familiar with most of us. Briarwood, 10, Pleasant Grove, 6, Central of Clay County, 35, Muntford, 14, Chilton County, 34, Shelby County, 0, Greenville, 40, Tallahassee, 21, Madison Academy continues to get better and better, 49, East Limestone, 21, Roy Ramsey's really been good, Corey, as we know for the last couple of years. Ramsey beats a good Parker team. I cannot think of Parker High School without thinking of Sip. Cecil Leonard, boy, that's old Sylacauga boy, played at Tuskegee and then spent many years with the New York Jets. Boy, I'm telling you, what a player he was, an amazing coach. Cecil Leonard, we miss old Cecil. Valley 41, Beauregard 20. 4A, Mark.
In 4A, you got some scores here. We've got Anniston 14, Cherokee County 10. Dropping on down to see Elmore County 35, Leeds 28. That's a big win for Elmore County. Hanley 30, Holtville 7, Greensboro 40, Sumter Central 14, Montgomery Catholic 48, Dale County 16. That's a big win. Sipsey Valley 28. West Blockton, 18.
Mark's the only one who knows where Sipsey Valley is. I thought
absolutely.
I knew where every school in Alabama was.
Right outside of Tuscaloosa.
Mark knows where Sipsey is.
Yes, and also St. John Paul II, 41. Priceville, 31. That's a big win for John Paul. Of course, we saw Talladega beat my boys from Childersburg 41-28. Trinity 21, Alabama Christian 6. Westminster Christian 50, Colbert Heights 20.
And in 3A, we'll just kind of do 3A and 2A real quick here. Not a cup, not many in this area, but we've already touched those. Montgomery Academy fell to Beulah last night, 27-26. That was a tight one. Going on down, team, you better keep your eye on Pike County, 39, beat our buddy Jamie Riggs at Houston Academy, 39-7. B.B. Comer, again, falls 49-0 over Sachs. Slocum, boy, big game in the Wiregrass. Slocum 14, Wicksburg 13, and Weaver, boy, I bet this was just a shootout. Weaver and Walter Welborn, two people that don't like each other at all, I can promise you. They do not exchange Christmas or Never. Birthday cards, I can promise you that. That's in 3A, and then in 2A, the only score that really jumps out at me in 3A is G.W. Long, who's a perennial baseball power, beat Barber County 50-0.
I got one score on 2A. If anybody knows where these two schools are, I'd like for you to let us know. Sandrock 12, Ider 7.
Gosh, I don't know.
Sandrock. It's in North Alabama.
It's in North Alabama.
On the mountain.
It's on the mountain. It's up near Center, Alabama. If you know where Center is, go out past Hoke's Bluff Highway on your way toward Piedmont and Jacksonville, that area.
You got to be ashamed.
It's up on the mountain.
That's the only reason I know is because my mom is from Gaston in that area right there in Hoke's Bluff, so that's the only reason I know.
Okay, is she from Gaston?
She's from Gadsden.
Gadsden.
My
Gadsden.
Daddy graduated from Gaston.
Yeah, Gaston's other one. Let's go to the Premier Motorsports Communication Lines and talk to our buddy David. David Mark's here, so you got to sell him something.
Yeah, baby.
What you looking for today, Mark?
I don't know. Something fast.
Galore.
Something fast so I can feel like I got a fast movement to go in today.
I tell you what, this car I'm driving right now, a 2004 rare Lexus SP430 hardtop convertible in bright red.
Yes.
If that doesn't get your blood flowing, nothing will.
That'll get you a ticket.
That's the most fun you can have with your clothes on, I promise you.
That's true.
There you go.
That's true. All right, tell us where you're located and how we can get in touch with you, big boy.
We are on Moffett Road, right there at the split with Spring Hill Avenue. You can get us at PremierMotorsportsMobile.com. We're on Facebook under Premier Motorsports, and we have Premier Motorsports Party Bus, which is out and about and ready to make its high school debut. So somebody come rent that baby and have a good time.
Well, we look forward to seeing you probably maybe this Friday night. But
we're going to try to do a little something out there at the Bulldog-Lion game, hopefully.
Look forward to that. All right, take care, David. We'll see you down the road, buddy.
And, Rick, in this first segment here in the second hour from the Prep Sports Report, just want to give shout-outs and prayers. You look at a situation that occurred in North Alabama at Woodlawn High School. Yep. Their team captain, William Edwards, was murdered earlier in the week, and they put and laid him to rest this week. So, you know, our condolences go out to Woodlawn High School and the family of William Edwards, and also our prayers are still with the St. Michael's family. They had a wide receiver last night, Michael Farrell, who went down with a head injury, so we want to keep him and his family in the prayers as well.
Yeah, that situation at Woodlawn, that young man was in his bedroom, guys, doing some homework. He gets a shot right through the window of his own. You got to know that section of Birmingham, pretty rough section.
Yeah,
is,
right,
I can promise you. He runs after he gets shot, grabs his baby sister, and puts her on the floor to protect her, and then he passes away. Sad, sad situation over there at Woodlawn in Birmingham. We'll be back with more on PSR.
Live on the Prep Sports Report Radio Network, it's the Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha Insurance. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to PSR. I want to thank our sponsors from Alpha. Really appreciate everything Lee Camilleri, Beth Burroughs, and Earl McKinnell do for us from Alpha. Great folks. They'll take care of all of your insurance needs. We appreciate them being, boy, big-time people here at PSR. Speaking of PSR, one of our buddies and a guy that we just think the world of is Vic Knight. And, of course, Vic and his group of guys over at Ladd People Stadium do an amazing job with that facility, hosting high school, college games, band festivals, anything and everything. And I'm going to tell you, they've taken some shots from local civic leaders and whatever. But for those of us in the coaching business, these guys work miracles and do an amazing job, and we certainly appreciate them and think the world of the guys out there at Ladd Peoples. Vic, how you doing, pal?
Well, it's great. I appreciate the introduction. You know, we don't get a lot of that. You're right. It's been an interesting summer, and as you know, it's a stadium, and, you know, our responsibility and our job is to make the stadium as nice as we possibly can for the events that play there, and it takes a lot of work and a lot of people, and I think what's lost in a lot of that is a lot of people work hard to make Ladd as good as it can be and put it in a position to host the events that we have in this town, because, you know, quite frankly, that's all we have, and you have to remember that, you know, and 250 some odd thousand people will come through Ladd this year for different events, and that's a lot of folks. It's a lot of folks to take care of and maintain the facility that's 70 years old. And so when somebody says something negative about the stadium, you know, they're really talking about a lot of people to put a lot of effort in. Not me. It's a lot of people, a lot of workers with the city, a lot of people that work very hard to keep Ladd going. So I appreciate the comments. And we're rocking and rolling and had a lot of games already so far and a lot more to come. So looking forward to a great season.
The Michigan group does an outstanding job, like you just mentioned. Each and every Thursday and Friday night, I have an opportunity to see and work with you guys in the trenches and see those employees working so hard to get the game up and running. But we've had a few high school games, one South Alabama game. We have the Gulf Coast Challenge coming up in a couple weeks. Next week, South Alabama's back at home. Talk to us about the things that are going on at Ladd Stadium now and the weeks to come.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that game. You know, I just heard an ad for it prior to coming on, and they're doing an outstanding job of advertising and promoting the Gulf Coast Challenge on September the 26th, Alabama A&M and Southern, and it's another event that can mean a lot to this community. Like I said, I think it's got a good chance to have an outstanding crowd, and as you know, Southern has played in Mobile in the past at other HBCU events, and they've always brought a pretty good crowd and a big tailgating crowd, you know, a lot of RVs and the tradition that Southern University brings, and so we're looking forward to hosting them. And Alabama A&M has not nearly played here as often. It's a pretty good haul from Huntsville to here, but, you know, I think they're fired up about it. I think it's a good time of year for that game early in the season, first conference game for each school, and, you know, a lot of things will play into, I think, having a big crowd on the 22nd. We've already had one South Alabama game. We've got another one next weekend. Texas State, they open Sun Belt Conference play. And, you know, so I've got kind of a rare, almost rare Saturdays off today. I'm looking forward to just watching some college football and enjoying being a fan, because normally, you know, with what we've got, Thursday and Friday high school, and normally a Saturday, three games a week, you know, that's being used, and it's being used often by a lot of people.
Well, Vic, just want to thank you and the Michigan group for supporting the Prep Sports Report and doing an outstanding job every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Ladd Peoples Stadium. Know you guys are the first ones there and the last ones to leave. Sometime 18 and 19-hour days are pulled in by you and your staff with Joe Michigan and the Michigan group. So thanks a lot for your support, and thank you for everything that you do.
Well, I appreciate what you guys do, too. You know, it's a big part of the community and recognizing the athletes that play there and the games. And we've had some good games already, with some decent crowds. You know, Williamson LaFleur a couple weeks ago was good, and Davidson Baker was solid last night. So, you know, it's a big part of the community. I can't stress that enough. And people take it for granted sometimes what's going on out there. But, you know, serving that role and being the centerpiece for sports and the largest sports facility that we have in our community, it means a lot to us to take care of it and to do the best we can with it. So we look forward to hosting you guys every week. And, Corey, I was glad to finally get you on the payroll. You know, you hadn't been doing a PA for a while. You've been doing other gigs. But I know I was giving you a hard time yesterday. Right. I was going to take you off the payroll list because you hadn't worked for us. But you finally got in last night with Davidson.
I earned my pay last night. Thanks,
yeah, you did. You had a lot to read last night. You're right. They had the Hall of Fame and a bunch of other stuff going on. So, you earned your keep last night. I appreciate you, bud.
Hey, Vic, we really appreciate you taking time out on your day off. I know that's big stuff for you. So you
no
take
no problem. Like I said, we're looking forward to watching some college football today and just kind of hanging out, doing the old fan thing. So and then we'll be rocking and rolling with two games next week, high school, and of course South Alabama. And those three-game weeks start happening pretty often for us here, so looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it. Take care, Vic. We'll talk to you soon, pal.
Take care,
all right,
buddy.
All right, guys, we got to cover a little bit of SEC football here. We don't have a whole lot of time because we're going to have Mark Freeman on here pretty quick. We want to talk a lot about the Hoover-Thompson game. But Alabama and Auburn, just kind of void those guys out. Of course, Auburn plays Alabama State tonight. And I know it's a big game for all Alabama State alumni. My buddy Ronald Harper will always give me a hard time about that. And, of course, his son played at the University of Alabama, Roman, and of course played for the Saints. But Auburn's not going to have any trouble with Alabama State, Corey, and I don't think Alabama's going to have too much trouble with Arkansas State, Mark. But there are a couple of games that are really interesting to me. First of all, Georgia goes into Williams-Brice Stadium in Columbia, South Carolina. And I know folks in Columbia are listening to us, but that is one of the toughest places in America to play. Even when South Carolina was bad, back when Sparky Woods was the coach there. And by the way, his brother was an outstanding high school football coach at Hartsell High School, Don Woods at Hartsell for years. But Sparky, when Sparky was there, they weren't very good. Williams-Brice Stadium was a tough place to play, and Georgia goes in there today. I don't think that Georgia's going to cover for all of you folks that like to put a penny on a game, but I do believe that it's going to be a outstanding football game. And Bob, we're going to get to you in just a second, pal. What are you thinking about Georgia? And I still think Georgia's best in the East.
There's no doubt to me that that's true. Georgia, I think Georgia handles South Carolina handily. I think they go in there and beat South Carolina. I think they'll cover the spread, and I think they'll win the football game.
Okay, I got a Dewdrop hot dog. My good buddy over at Dewdrop, who you need to go
just
see.
Just one?
There. Just one.
No,
just
let's
one.
Make it two.
No, not two.
Come it's on,
not
I don't eat
you.
One hot
okay,
dog.
Okay, two hot two. Dogs from the Dewdrop.
That's right.
I'll take South Carolina and the points
okay.
in that game.
I'll take
the other game. The other game that really interests me is out at College Station. Jimbo Fisher's very familiar with what they do at Clemson, and they've played each other, for the last 5, 6, 7 years, both being in the Atlantic Coast Conference. Clemson's mighty good, guys. They're mighty good. Clay and I were talking, and I'm going to talk to Mark Freeman about this a little bit later on. Clemson is so good. Those four defensive linemen, guys, those are four number one draft picks. They're going to play on Sundays. They're going to make a boatload of money. I just don't see where Texas A&M can play with Clemson.
I don't think they can either.
Really.
I like Clemson to go ahead and dominate that game.
Me too.
Well, I mean, they're a 12-point favorite. They're a 12-point favorite, and I just don't see Texas A&M being able to stay within it. That's another one. And then Kentucky at Florida.
That's an interesting game.
It's been 31 years since Kentucky's beat Florida. And it's like 15,000 days since Kentucky's beat Florida. I mean, can you imagine?
No, I can't.
And I just don't see Mark Stoops going in and beating this team with Coach Mullins. I just don't see it happening. I like Florida in that game.
I like Florida, too. I would love to see Mark Stoops' team of Kentucky
right.
have a big win.
Yep.
I mean, it would be great to see that. That would be a big one.
Yep.
Having it there at Florida. I just don't think it'll happen, but I will say this. I am picking my upset special today as Kentucky over Florida.
Finally, after 31 years.
That ain't going to happen.
Yeah, it is.
That just ain't going to happen.
Y'all watch and see.
That is not going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen either.
Hey, you don't watch. I tell you what. We can put two more Dewdrop dogs on
that. That's right, because I like them in doubles.
Okay.
There you go.
We're good. We're good on that. Boy, I'm telling you. A Dewdrop Inn's going to get some business from me this week.
Buy me a bunch of
ice. That's a big boogie there. I can promise you that. And Mississippi State's going to beat Kansas State, but they ain't going to cover. We'll be back with more. You want to hear this next segment? We got Mark Freeman from Thompson High School.
Sir.
You want to hear it.
PSR is live every Saturday from 8 until 10 a.m. Now, back to your hosts, Rick Cleveland, Mark Lasseter, and Corey LaBounty.
All right, well, it's a Southern University band, by the way. That's one of Corey's favorites. And You can see them at, at LAD?
At LAD on the 22nd, Alabama A&M Bulldogs playing the Southern Jaguars.
That'll be something. There'll be more people there to see the band than will be the game, I'm telling you. That's those alumni of those bands travel. Let me tell you something. They will jam-pack LAD People's Stadium. It's an amazing show. You certainly don't want to miss it. Hey, you know what? Every Saturday, my buddy Kevin Raley and I always make this little journey over to Allegri's right there on Highway 181, right next to Corey and I's favorite seafood restaurant, Craver's Restaurant, right there on 181. I talked to Lisa yesterday, and also, boy, they are just killing it out at the new place, Corey, and that's at the intersection of
Leroy Stevens and Cottage Hill.
They are killing it out there, and Lily and all the Cravers are so excited about what's going on there. Corey's mom is a regular there, and Corey slips in there every chance he gets. And 181 there, right between Daphne and Fairhope, is my favorite place. And boy, I'm just telling you, they are killing it. But right next to them is Allegri's. Kevin Raley and I go there every Saturday. Even I have to withstand Raley's poor driving. He almost hits me every time we pull in there. But to get our boiled peanuts, and Mark, that's just something to me. I just got to have boiled peanuts on a Saturday afternoon, college football. That's just something that's a standard with me and like to do that. But we're trying to get Mark Freeman. They lost last night to Hoover. And Mark, he kind of told us, he said, now, even if we lose, we want to be on the show. So that's pretty interesting. I promise you, Mark's probably in a meeting, but I really believe he'll phone us back in here as quick as he can. I know we missed a couple of calls. Earl called, and then we had another caller from Sarah Land. You guys, if you want to give us a call back, we'll be glad to answer your questions, give you a score. We've got scores from all over the state of Alabama, North Florida, even over in Mississippi. Any scores that you want, we'll certainly be glad to give them to you while we're trying to get Mark Freeman on. Guys, Mark, was there anything last night that kind of stood out across the state of Alabama that just kind of hit you in the face?
Well, you know, I think one of the scores that got me that I wanted to talk about was the Vestavia Spain Park score. That was really a good football game. And, of course, Buddy Anderson and Vestavia Hills just continue to do their thing there in Birmingham and going to make that 7A race up there really interesting. So we're looking forward to watching and see what comes about on that.
All right, let's go to the Premier Motorsports Communication Lines and get back with Earl. Earl, thanks for being patient with us, buddy.
That's okay. How y'all doing this morning?
Doing good.
Well, doing wonderful.
Good. Hope you're having a blessed day.
Well, we are.
Absolutely.
We're way too blessed to be stressed, that's for sure.
Well, I heard the scores I was calling earlier about.
Right.
Satsuma lost and Sarah Land won.
Right.
Have y'all seen a kid play for Sarah Land by the name of Beasley?
Corey would be the guy to ask that.
I've seen him in practice. Have not had an opportunity to see him in game day situations as of yet.
Does he look pretty good in practice?
Yeah, I mean, solid player. I mean, you're in a situation to where Jeff Kelly, each and every one of his players are continuing to develop. That's why they're getting off to that 3-0 start. I mean, they're coming together as a team, especially with the brand-new quarterback.
Right. Well, he's a big old kid.
Yeah. Well, and you know, the thing you got to know is they're going to develop too. I guarantee you, Jeff Kelly and Jeff Kelly's program, most kids with size and speed are going to get faster and stronger, I can promise you, in that program.
Well, and, if he gets any stronger, they'll have to call him Hercules.
Well, we appreciate you mentioning him on the show and hope you'll stay tuned to us, okay?
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks a bunch. Let's go back to the Premier Motorsports Communication Lines and talk to Mike and Daphne.
And good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
How are y'all doing?
Doing great.
Listen, I missed the score on MGM. How did they do?
MGM wins 7-0 over Alma Bryant.
All right.
Yep.
Big region win for them.
That is a big
bouncing
win.
Back. And anytime they were 0-10 last year, and now they're in a situation that, well, they've won two games this year. So they're extremely happy about what's going on in Viking land.
Yeah, they're 2-1, right?
That's right.
That's correct.
Sure are.
Well, it's about time.
Good for
well,
you.
You, let me tell you something, Mike. They gotta keep a coach in there. You're not gonna build a program changing coaches every year. Just not gonna do it.
Well, was it Scott Leslie was there before? What happened to Scott? Is he okay or he?
Scott's fine.
Hey, Scott's doing well. He's retired from public education in Alabama, yeah. And he is teaching and coaching over in Mississippi.
Oh, well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, he's doing well. He's doing well.
I just want to tell you, I graduated in 74, and we were proud of our football, so I'm glad to see we're back on a winning track.
Well, and you've been mighty good in baseball, too, for a lot of years now. So
yes, sir.
Yeah, you've been really good out there in baseball. But let's hope we can keep a coaching staff in together right there at MGM, and things will just get better and better each week and as the year goes on.
Will do. Thank y'all so much.
Thanks, Mike. Take care, pal.
That was a big win last night for Montgomery.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt.
Really, you go 0 for 10, and then you turn around and you get two wins.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, you were on the verge of making the playoffs, one game away from making the playoffs, and then to have that hard season, and now the luck turning a little bit. Congratulations to the Vikings.
I think that Theodore Fairhope game next week is going to be quite a ball game.
I don't know. I love you know how we feel about Fairhope. I just don't know if Fairhope's got the horses to line up with Theodore right now. I mean, Theodore's pretty doggone good
right now.
They're pretty stinking good. They're big. They're fast. Both teams are so very well coached. And, you know, and that game's that's played in Theodore, right? Don't they go out there?
That game's at Fairhope.
Oh, it's at Fairhope. They're playing at Major Stadium. Mm-hmm. That changes the flavor of what I'm thinking. It changes the flavor because, they can say what they want to. You can say it about Stanley Jensen in Prattville. You can say it about Rip Hughes in Dothan. You can say it about about UMS and St. Paul's, their home stadiums. But I'm going to tell you go to WC Majors Field and play there in Fairhope, they have a decided advantage. That's a great home field advantage for the Pirates.
It'll be a great game.
I thought it was in Theodore, but it being in Fairhope, it kind of changes the flavor of that game. It sure does.
I tell you, last night we played Mobile Christian. Ronnie's got a really good little team over there, and they're going to make some noise through this region and throughout the season. But I tell you, they got a couple of players, and you know me, guys, my names are horrible.
Right. Polonitz.
Polonitz is a
that
something.
Guy. He's a great football player. I mean, he is a great football player. Quick, fast, and then real classy after the game. Walked up, shook my hand, just really. But they've got a sophomore. I think he's a sophomore defensive end. I'm going to try to find his name. He was number 8 on the field last night, and I think he's a sophomore. And I'm going to tell you something. This cat can go.
He can play.
He can play. And he made tackle after tackle after tackle. Didn't matter if we ran at him or away from him.
Yeah.
He's a really good football player. And, Ronnie's got a good
team.
Deontay
Lawson.
Yes, that's him.
That's right.
He's special now.
Thank you, Trent.
He's special. He's going to be fun to watch over the next couple of years. And I think, I think Mobile Christian, really good team between Thomasville, T.R. Miller, Mobile Christian, Bayside, and there's a couple of other, Flomaton's going to have a good football team.
Yeah.
So it's that region's going to tighten up pretty well over this next year.
Two teams, too, that we're close to, and they got to say, congratulations to St. Paul's. They go to Baldwin County, and they beat a really
good,
their first 6A game, well-coached team. They win there. And then to Terry Curtis. The job Jay Cozio is doing is just phenomenal.
Oh, my gosh.
Good gracious. You saw him on film.
I'm going to tell you what they do, Coach. UMS, I've always said this, they play leverage better than any team I've ever seen. What I mean by that is they play a game where they always understand how to keep the ball turned back in.
Inside.
Yep. They keep it, and they keep containment. And then the inside-out players are there to make plays.
Yep.
But they play so hard.
Yeah.
It was amazing watching them on film again. I saw them on film and broke down a game that they played against Mobile Christian. And, man, I'm going to tell you something. That Mobile Christian, and I don't say this to make it sound derogatory toward Mobile Christian, because I'm not. I'm just telling you how good UMS Wright is. Mobile Christian didn't make a first down to the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. I mean, they were just everywhere. I mean, it was like they had 13 people on the field, But Jay's doing a great job there, and they're going to be fun to watch over the. But they do have a big one brewing when they grab a hold of Hillcrest.
That'll be something.
Evergreen.
Big.
That's going to be a great ball game. That'd be a great ball
game. And I'm thinking, who they got next Friday, Corey? I'm not looking at it right now. We play at home, I know, because I'm on assignment. I know that.
Who, Hillcrest, Evergreen?
No, who does UMS play next Friday? It was our first home game.
We'll find it. Hang on.
Yeah, we'll find it. But you know, when you think about the job, for years and years, Don Jennings did just a fabulous job running Williamson. That defense. They play Williamson at home next Friday night. That's right. And so now Jay Cozio didn't miss a beat, has come in there and just done a great job. And Terry does such a great job with his staff, keeping everybody on the same page. He kind of lets that defense, he lets Jay have it, and he looks after the offense. Of course, Brandon Dean now running that offense for him, and John Turner's there. And boy, we know what kind of football coach John Turner is. To have John Turner on that staff, it's just a great. And they got a young guy, Brock Reeves, is in there helping them, and just a good staff. Eddie's still there, and Bullitt never stops.
Never.
He works 25 hours a day, if that's possible. Just does a fabulous job for those guys over there, and just good folks, good staff, solid staff, and that's another good win. Only points been scored on that football team on the Polonix on the kickoff return. Yep. So great job there. Then you keep looking, and you got to be happy for Chase Smith at Robertsdale winning his first game as a head coach there. I know people are really thinking about good things there. And our prayers still, Corey, want to mention this young man's name from St. Michael's that was injured last night, Corey. That young man's name was
Micah.
Micah. We want to lift Michael up, his last name escapes me. But of course, he was injured last night, and our prayers go out to the St. Michael's family as well. Looking on down, of course, Spanish Fort. Did we give Spanish Fort score?
Fort 42-7 over Moss Point, Mississippi.
Yeah, that's a big win. Boy, Moss Point's been good for a long, long time. So that's big. Stan McCain gets a big win out at Mary Montgomery. Great for him. Tim Carter and the guys at Fairhope get a great win. Steve Mass gets a great win over at St. Paul's.
St.
Luke's. Absolutely.
First time under the lights.
Good job. We're mighty happy for those guys there. That's kind of one of that's one of mine. Got to take a lot of pride in what those guys at St. Luke's are doing. We come back, you don't want to miss this next one, folks. This is going to be 1 year anniversary coming up, and we'll have Mark doing the Kemp Grace segment right here on FM Talk 106.5.
6.5. This segment of the Prep Sports Report brought to you by Kemp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile and is the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile, and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace.
You know, this coming Tuesday, for me, it's going to be quite a special day. It'll mark the one-year anniversary of my heart attack that just about got me about a year ago. First of all, I want to tell all our listeners out there, thank you for all your prayers and for all the kind words that were said and support you gave me and my family and my friends. And it's very special to know that people care that much about you. But I think over the last year, as I've looked at this experience of mine, it was something I really can't explain. And it's very hard for me to talk about. For the simple fact that I know what my family went through. And I can't imagine, you know, what it was like for them. And what I do know it was like, though, was that waiting room was full of people that were there for them. They were there for them and for the supporting my boys and my wife, my mama and daddy. And I can't tell folks enough how wonderful that is to me. But I don't want to make this a teary thing, and I'm trying not to because I want to get to, because what I have learned about this whole thing is that I've got a gratitude list that is so long, I can't even tell you where to start or where it ends, because I don't think it ever will end. Some things that have taken place. Last Saturday, I got to go watch my middle son
coach on national TV.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome.
And yeah, he's a Ready Box coach. He's a senior at Troy, and he's coaching in a college football game, chasing his dream. That's what he's doing. He's chasing his dream. Just like I got to chase mine. Man, and I got to see that. I got to see my oldest son graduate from Alabama, get a job at Fairhope High School, working with one of the finest people I know in Tim Carter. Coach his first football game on a freshman level, and then go to Wetumpka with the varsity team and chart plays for Duffer Duffy, who I was fortunate enough to hire many years ago.
That's right.
You know, those are special things. I've got to see my youngest son graduate high school, and now he works for Cecil Christenberry, one of the finest people I know in Fairhope. He works for him and loves his job there. I've got to see those things and watch those things happen. But even more importantly than that, every morning that I wake up, every day that I wake up, I am able to thank God that I wake up. And that I hope that during this day that I have been given, this present that was given to me, that I use it for good. And I do the things that I should do during that day. And I pray when I lay my head down at night that I have accomplished that. And if I haven't, then I got some amends to make the next day. I can't tell you, folks, how proud I am that God allowed me to come back to this world. I still don't know what he's got for me. Something, maybe it's just getting up every day and putting a smile on my face, which is really pretty easy to do these days, and go about my life. Maybe that's what it is. But it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter at all. All I know is that I found out in a very difficult way that what we do matters in our life. How we treat other people matters in our life. How we treat each other matters in our life. Who we are when no one's looking matters. And I've not always been a good guy. I've made a lot of mistakes in my life. I have always tried to do the best, but I've made a lot of mistakes. And yet, I get messages from kids I coached 25 years ago, 30 years ago. And all it said was, "Coach, glad you're better. Thank you for everything you taught me." And I'm thinking, what did I teach you? You know, I think it's just a part of being there, Rick. I think it's just a part of being there, being present, not being somebody who's out there just to do whatever you want to do. Being there and doing the best you can. And so as I watch my kids grow up, as you watch your kids grow up, it's the same thing. We watch what they do. And we just are so happy that we get to see that happen. I am so proud today that I'm able to sit here with my friends in this room who, these guys right here, pretty special to me. There was not a day went by after I got home from the hospital that I didn't get a message or a phone call from one of you guys. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate all the folks out there listening for all your prayers and all your support. And just know this, that God has a plan for all of us. He's got a plan for me if I'll just shut up and listen and be quiet and let him talk to me and take me where he wants me to go. Thank you all so very much. I'm so blessed. I'm so fortunate. My gratitude list, as I've told you, it is a very long, long list. And if I start talking on it, we'll never get finished. For the most part, I just want to say to all of you, thank you. Thank you for all the love. And all this, I mean, even last night, we're getting ready to play a ball game, and Coach comes up to me from Mobile Christian, and he says, "Coach, how are you doing? How are you feeling?" And I go, "I'm feeling fantastic. You know, I feel my heart," my doctor said, "your heart is normal. He goes, I can't believe it's normal. He goes, I bet you feel great. I go, I feel fantastic. I can't believe how good I feel. That's what I told him. And he said, Coach, I just want you to know, our staff, our family, we were praying for you. And that's pretty special, Coach.
Well, Mark, there's a lot of people that prayed for you. Corey, I think about the first couple of days, and Corey and I were talking, and he said, just all of a sudden, he said, Mark's okay. Mark's going to be fine. Don't worry about Mark. God's in control of this. Mark will be fine. Michelle had the same thoughts the whole time. It's something that there was Corey uses this saying forever, too blessed to be stressed. And we learned that from the basketball coach, Ernest Ladd, I think, years ago.
That's right.
Yeah, it's from Theodore. I mean, from Viger. But he knew all the time. God had put it in his heart, just like, and Mark, you are so loved, and you're such a big part of who we are here at PSR, and your family is our family. Guys, thanks for a great show. Mark, thanks for that. Remember this, no matter what you do, no matter where you go, He is always with you. God bless you. See you here, same time, same place next week.